Potential Biden 2024 challenger Marianne Williamson headed to New Hampshire. By Hannah Blow on January 26, 2023. Speculation continues to swirl around Marianne Williamson, a former Democrat presidential candidate and self-described spiritual thought leader, launching another presidential bid to challenge President Joe Biden, as she reportedly heads to New Hampshire, home of the first in the nation primary, to help her make that determination. Rumors have swirled over Williamson's intentions in 2024, as she reportedly has spent time speaking out and courting donors in attempts to gauge her political future. As reported in December, the Democrat also has an exploratory committee donation page on the Act Blue Democrat fundraising platform. At the time, reports also indicated that Williamson had visited a handful of key states, including South Carolina, Iowa, and New Hampshire. Now, it appears Williamson is heading back to the Granite State in hopes that it will assist her in making a more informed decision regarding her political future. The former presidential candidate told The Washington Post she will not engage in public talks but will, instead, focus on grassroots efforts, visiting friends and speaking with people on the ground. She said, "New Hampshire is an important state and I had a wonderful time there when I ran before. I felt a deep connection to my New Hampshire supporters and I'm going back in a few weeks to connect with some old friends as well as new ones. I won't be doing any public talks, but I'll be on the ground talking to people and it will help me make a more informed decision." The self-help author and New Age teacher, perhaps, became most well-known following remarks made during a Democrat presidential debate in Detroit, Michigan, in July 2019. During that debate, Williamson concluded that the wonkiness of her Democrat challengers would not solve the issues Americans face, rooted in what she described as the dark physic force of the collectivized hatred which she asserted former President Trump unleashed on the country. She also said, "This is part of the dark underbelly of American society. The racism, the bigotry, and the entire conversation that we're having here tonight. If you think any of this wonkiness is going to deal with this dark psychic force of the collectivized hatred that this president is bringing up in this country, then I'm afraid the Democrats are going to see some very dark days." Breitbart News later spoke to Williamson in the spin room and asked how she would defeat Trump's dark psychic force. "With love. Let me tell you something. One light casts out darkness, and only love casts out hatred. He has collectivized hatred," she responded, asserting that one can harness good and change the world. When pressed further on how to utilize the power of love, Williamson said, "Forgive someone." It remains unclear if she has forgiven Trump, whom she blamed for unleashing the dark physic force of collectivized hatred into the nation. Williamson continued to differentiate herself from fellow Democrats throughout her campaign, telling The New Yorker that she did not realize the left was so mean and lied like this until she ran for president, admitting that it sounds naive to say, "This idea that I'm a crystal woo-woo lady, the crystal woo-woo lady image, to some extent amusing, has no relation to reality," she told Yahoo News. "I've never had a crystal, I've never written about crystals. I've never talked about crystals. I've never had a crystal on stage with me," she added. She also criticized the content of the Democratic National Convention, DNC, in 2020, comparing it to binge-watching a Marriott commercial and asserting that no one presented policy solutions except for Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. Williamson has recently used her social media platform to blast wealthy corporations, support drag queens running for Congress, and cheer on environmental activists.